It's time to catch up with our favorite number cruncher, Garrett Archer, also known as the Data Guru with our TV partners at ABC 15, is joining us now. And if you've followed Garrett's tweets, you've seen him break down data from elections to jobless claims to coronavirus testing, which is what we want to talk to him primarily about this morning. Garrett, are we seeing a higher or lower percentage of positive COVID tests in Arizona and in Maricopa County?
We are seeing a lower percentage of positive tests. The numbers are slightly going down, but they're going down stably right now, as you were just mentioning. It's not really going down that much at this very moment.
So is that because we are testing more of the population, you know, with these testing blitzes that we've had in Arizona over the last few weekends? Is this because we're not testing as many people who are symptomatic? We're testing more people who are asymptomatic?
Well, yeah, the numbers are saying that so far right now, we are testing, we're having these testing blitzes. However, this last week, we've not tested as many people. The average for the last week has only been 4,300 tests. The average for the week before, for example, was 5,700 tests a day. So we're starting to see some sort of slowing down in the testing as well, which is being impacted in the numbers.
Is that because people have heard of a shortage of tests and don't want to take one if they don't need to?
We have not seen any indication of a shortage of tests. So if there is one, the government is not kind of telling us this. Right. if people believe that, then, you know, that they need to, if they need to get tested, they need to get tested at this point.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good idea for as many people as can get tested to get tested. We're talking with data guru Garrett Archer with our TV partners at ABC 15. One of the numbers you've been tracking is Arizona unemployment during the pandemic. We had a little less than 25,000 Arizonans filing for initial unemployment claims last week. That is a really high number, but a lot fewer than some of the weekly numbers we've seen in the past. Is that because we're running out of jobs to lose at this point, Garrett?
Yeah, it's been a pretty daunting thing to track this. Yeah, this was the lowest unemployment claim, weekly filing claim, since March 21st, which isn't saying a lot. That was 30,000 at that point. The crest was on April 4th at 130,000. But as of right now, about 600,000 Arizonans have done something with the unemployment claims. That's about 16.5% of the workforce.
16.5%. Okay. So that puts us right about on the same level as the national numbers, or a little bit below, maybe?
That's my understanding, that we're tracking with the national numbers. With what our unemployment was in February, we're looking at about 21% or so of Arizonans that are still having difficulty finding a job.
Wow. All right. Hey, really appreciate you joining us, Garrett Archer.